Now, I promised you I was going to be introducing you to one of the beautiful contestants. The Miss Bolito Teen Competition is happening finally. Well, the final judging is taking place on Saturday. And in the studio with me right now is Thembo Malulege. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
So, Thembo, tell me a little bit about, because now you're the final contestant that we're going to be chatting to, and that's sometimes it's an auspicious position to be in, you know, coming in at the end of the exercise, because that means that you get a chance to really talk a little bit more about yourself. You got a little bit extra time. So there it is. That's great. Let's start at the beginning. Where do you come from?
I come from Tongati.
And how did you find out about the competition?
A friend of my mother told her about this Miss Bolito pageant. Then she
entered you?
Yes.
And did she ask your permission before she entered
you? Yes. First, I didn't want to because I was pressured with schoolwork.
Yeah.
Then I saw that, no, I should enter because it's an opportunity to do something new.
It is. It's a great opportunity to do something new. It's a great opportunity to grow. You know, life is all about challenging yourself,
yes,
stretching a little bit, doing stuff a little bit out of your comfort zone. And I'm sure that you've learned already quite a lot about yourself and about life, I suppose, in general, because this is a very prestigious opportunity for you. And let's just find out a little bit more about Thembo. The name Thembo, not like Chembo, which would be isiZulu. You say you speak Tonga.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
My father is a Tonga, then my mother is a Xhosa, but I'm originally like Xhosa because I grew up with my mother.
So your first language would be Xhosa. and obviously it's quite tough then to be interviewed in English, but you're doing extraordinarily well, let me tell you. What school do you go to?
I go in Fabris Secondary School.
And what grade are you in?
I'm doing grade 8.
Wow, so you've still got a couple of years. What are you going to do when you finish school?
I'm not sure, but I like being a doctor and I want to open my business so that I can help people around the world and reduce unemployment in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And obviously to study medicine, your grades have got to be really good. Are you a good academic student?
Yes, sir.
And what else do you do at school? Are you part of the culture brigade or do you do sport?
No, not really.
So it's purely academic?
Yes.
Interesting. Let's talk about some of your influences in life. Are you keen on music?
I like to dance.
Ah. What are some of the artists that you particularly admire?
Let me say Kamompela.
Okay. What style of music would you describe Kamompela? Is that amapiano or hip hop or?
It's amapiano.
And this is the kind of music that I think has kind of revolutionized South African music worldwide. A lot of people overseas are grooving to amapiano at the moment. And for those that don't know, it sounds like piano music, you know, like bar lounge style, but it's not at all. It's a derivative of the house and the hip hop movement. It's a very strong beat, but not overpowering. It's beautifully mesmeric in a sense. And let's talk about other interests. You know, a very important part of life, and you'll discover this in later life, is the ability to cook. Are you able to turn your hand to something in the kitchen?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is you.
What was your if I said to you right now, could you prepare a stew without a recipe? Do you have something in your head?
Yes.
Tell me what you would use.
I would use spices, onions, like something that will give a beef like juicy.
Okay, so bring out the flavor. So it would be a beef stew. That would be your thing. And now, interestingly, a lot of folk confuse curry and stew. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Because I know I used to work with some young Zulu folk up the road, And they would literally interchange whether it was stew or curry. It would be the same. They would call it curry. End of the story. So your idea of stew, would the spices not necessarily be curry spices?
No, it won't be curry spices.
Oh, so more traditional.
Yes.
And then tell me about, do you know how to make a good, what is that lovely beer? That not beer. Well, yeah, let's talk about it. But no, the bread that's kind of, it's almost boiled bread. You know what I'm talking about? In a packet?
Is it fat cook?
No, that would be amaguinha, isn't that so? That's another fantastic traditional dish. But I'm just thinking about the traditional bread that
like dumplings.
Yes, like dombolo almost. Similar, yeah. Can you make that?
Not quite.
Okay, I was going to give you a top tip, you know, because then we move on to romance and things like that. Have you got a boyfriend?
No.
Are you looking for love?
No.
Not. One day, when it comes to looking for love, you will discover that if you can cook well, it'll be very, very attractive. I mean, you know, everything is important, but I think it's important to be able to cook well. What do you think the judges are looking for in this competition?
I think the judges are looking for someone who has leadership skills, someone who can be a role model to the society.
Uh-huh. And this is what you bring to the contest, I'm sure, in spades, as they say. So, well, Saturday is the judging. It's quite auspicious. How do you feel your chances are?
Oh, I feel nervous because there are some children that I'm participating. They are really good at it.
Well, I think you are really good as well. And the point is, it's not, you know, there can only be one winner, ultimately. In any kind of contest, there'll be a winner and a runners-up. But seriously, to have got this far, you are a winner. All of your compatriots, your co-entrants that have reached this stage, because you're all finalists, so you're all winners. And no matter whether or not you walk off with a crown or whatever, you'll take from this experience for the rest of your life the value of having stood up and being counted, and that's fantastic. So we'll be holding thumbs for you. We'll be putting out this conversation as a podcast shortly. I'll send you a link. You can share it with all your friends, because the more people that listen to it, obviously, the more I think the judges will be impressed, because yeah, you're a very impressive package, as they say. You look good, you sound good, confident, and we wish you huge success in this competition and in your life going forward. And thank you for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you.
My very special guest, Tsembo Malulege, a final entrant in the Miss Bolito teen contest that'll be judged on Saturday, and we'll bring you results next week. You're on the afternoon show with Dave Charles and Zane with Taylor Swift.